conference will now be recorded.
Nation,
this meeting will be conducted by electronic means in accordance with the Senator Byron M. Baer Open Public Meeting Act of 2020, which explicitly permits a public body to conduct a meeting electronically during a state of emergency. Governor Murphy issued Executive Orders 103 and 107 declaring a public health emergency and state of emergency and directing residents to quarantine and practice social distancing. Borough of Seabright, in compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, has provided the date, time, and location of this meeting to at least two designated newspapers, published the same in the Asbury Park Press, the official newspaper. Filed notice with the borough clerk and posted notice in the borough office and on the borough website. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening,
Mr. Chairman.
Could we have a roll call, please?
Ms. Bills?
Present.
Mr. Cashmore?
Here.
Chairman Cunningham?
Here.
Ms. DiGiulio?
Here.
Vice Chairman DeSeo?
Here.
Mayor Kelly is absent. Councilman Lexstein is absent. Mr. Smith? Ms. Gorman?
Here.
Stevens here.
Stephen Smith?
Yes.
Here. Oh, great. Thank you. We just can't see you. Ms. Gorman is here.
No.
And Mr. Schwartz? No, Mr. Schwartz.
Okay. On to the minutes from the January 26th meeting. Is it going to have any changes or like a big motion?
Can we ask anybody that's not a board member to mute that?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as written.
I'll second that.
Come on, Peggy, get up there. Come on.
I said second.
I gotcha.
Yes, I can roll call, please.
All right. Ms. Bills?
Yes.
Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Ms. DiGiulio?
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeSeo?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
And Ms. Gorman?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, on to the memorialization resolution for the break, Seabright LLC, 1080 Ocean Avenue. Discussion on the resolution?
Yeah. I'll make a motion to approve that.
Okay, I'll second
it. Okay. Or second, I'm sorry.
Ms. Elizabeth. Yes.
Elizabeth, I second.
We'll need a roll call, please.
Ms. Bills?
Yes.
Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Ms. DiGiulio?
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeSeo?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Gorman?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just for the record, is that to be carried? I don't think that's a carryable application. The singular wireless. Harry, do you have a comment on that? I think it's really not a notice application.
It doesn't require notice, but you can still carry it. Started the application. The board had some questions and issues, so you can carry it March 9th. But there was no notice. There will be no further. But anyone who is in the audience that is interested in that meeting or that application can be carried to the March 9th.
Thank you. on to our new application, Edgewater Beach Club and Paddle Club, 1465 Ocean Ave, Lot 4, Lot 6. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Patrick McNamara from the law firm of Scorsese Hollenbeck in Front Bank, New Jersey, on behalf of the applicant. We're here tonight seeking bulk variance relief and waiver of site plan for the installation of a 28 by 230-foot deck as an amenity space for members of the Edgewater Beach and Mechanic Club. Notice has been effectuated and published in the January 30th edition of the Asbury Park Press. Proof of the notice was provided accordingly. We have two witnesses for the board here this evening.
Excuse me, Mr. Patrick, this is Mary Patrick's reporter. There's a lot of feedback.
There's a lot of feedback.
Anybody that's
Elizabeth, if you put yours on mute, that's what keeps coming up on my computer because my camera goes to who's ever talking.
Who?
So, I think it might be Elizabeth if she puts hers on mute.
It sounds better. And yeah. Just so everybody knows, if you want to, you can mute yourself. And if you just want to say a few things, all you have to do is hold your space bar down temporarily. And you can say a few words, talk for an hour, but that will temporarily mute and unmute you. This way, if I'm going to be making a transcript, the background noise is really a lot right now. Thank you so much. It's so much better.
Counsel, would you like me to restart?
It's up to your court reporter.
I would suggest it was difficult for everybody to hear. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Patrick McNamara from the law firm of Scorsese Hollenbeck of Red Bank, New Jersey, on behalf of the applicant, Edgewater Beach and Cabana Club. The application before you this evening is seeking bulk variance relief for the installation of a 28-foot by 230-foot deck as an amenity space to service the patrons and guests of Edgewater. We've effectuated notice in the January 30th edition of the Asbury Park Press and provided copies of the notice and affidavit of publication of service with the green cards to Ms. Mitchell. And we have two witnesses that we wish to present tonight, our architect, Mike Monroe, and our planner, Paul Phillips.
Thank you. Carrie, have you done the service, looked at the service?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have reviewed the service packet, and all seems to be in good order. Board may take jurisdiction over the application. And preliminarily, I've marked as A1, the jurisdictional packet, A2, the CAFRA permit number 1343, A3, CAFRA permit plan prepared by Mark Zelena, PE of Mazur Consulting, dated 3/2/18. A4 is the application. A5 is the zoning denial. A6 is the preliminary and final major site plan, proposed sun deck, prepared by Michael Monroe, architect, dated 12/11/20. And A7 is the engineering report from the board engineer, David Hoder, dated 2/5/21. And who's your first witness?
Mike Monroe. Carrie, there were two reports issued by Mr. Hoder. The latter one is the one that will be prepared to receive the third item if we were able to resolve prior to the hearing.
I don't even have the first one. I only marked the February 5th one.
With that, if I could have Mr. Monroe sworn in, please.
Mike, you're on mute, by the way.
My computer is not working, so I'm on the computer and on my phone, so I can hear you, but my computer does not want to connect.
Okay, that does cause feedback a lot, but okay, raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give us the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Can you say your full name for the record?
Michael James Monroe.
You're a licensed architect in the state of New Jersey?
Yes, for the past 30 years. I'm licensed in New York also. We've testified as an expert witness, as an architect, probably over 400 or 500 times, probably in 30 or 40 municipalities, and in New York also.
With no objection from the board, we'll accept your credentials, sir. Thank you.
You.
Mr. Monroe, if you would please refer to the Exhibit A6 and your own materials that you have with you. If you could please provide the board with an overall description of the proposed installation of the deck area and its location on the existing seawall and how this dovetails into the existing facilities of Edgewater.
And do you want to pull up the exhibits? Hello?
Yeah, I don't have the exhibits on my screen.
Well, Candace can pull it up for you if you tell her what one.
We're doing
Ace. Great. We can pull up the our three-page exhibits, starting with T1.
Okay, so A6.
A6, okay.
Candace, you can pull that up for us. Yep, that's it.
If it opens, there it goes.
Maybe if you can enlarge it.
Yeah, so just as an overview, we did all the restoration work. We were architect for all the work at the club after Sandy. We also did work at Monmouth Beach Club. We've done a lot of work in seawalls, you know, concrete and wood seawall and deck construction. In this project, we received a document. We had approval to do the seawall from CAPRA, and we were asked to detail it, draw it, and prepare construction documents. The deck is basically a Trex type decking material, just like you find on a boardwalk, with railings and light posts to match the existing at the club on the main clubhouse decks that we designed. And what we had designed was a concrete structure that sits on top of the wall without having to get attached into it. We made it heavy enough to resist being knocked off by wind. We think it's a nice design and kind of in keeping it. And our theory is it looks, with the type of lighting that we have, which looks like a boardwalk type of aesthetic. And it's a series of concrete piers with wood joist and decking on it. It attaches to an existing deck stair. And we provided an additional stair at the other end. And it's basically to create a open use for people at the club to enjoy the view of the ocean. In this area, the seawall protects the pools and also the clubhouse. But the downside is when you're on the lower level of the facility, you can't see the ocean at all. So this gives a nice way to enjoy the ocean, a nice place to have a sun deck. It allows people to spread out and not be congested in one area. And we think it's a nice addition and it'll be an attractive amenity without having any real negative impact. So we prepared a three-page set of drawings. And there's, what you see before you is a picture of the front of the clubhouse, the club, and then there's also a site plan which shows the area of the proposed seawall deck, which is on the southeast corner. It's entirely on the seawall. It cantilevers over both sides. There's no land disturbance. There's no change in impervious coverage. There's no change in use or number of people using the facility, no change in parking. We're really just seeking to cover an impervious seawall structure with a pervious deck structure where the water will go right through. And that's basically, and on the third page of our drawings on page A2, we detailed plans, elevations, and structure on how it's all going to be built. Light poles, every other bay. I'll make one note that originally we were going to attach the seawall concrete piers to the seawall, and it was requested that we not do that because there was some thought that it might damage the seawall rock. So we just changed the design of our concrete piers. We made them wider so the weight of the concrete cantilever beam will actually keep it from blowing away or being washed away. So we think it's a good design. We think it's attractive. It's built a lot the way many boardwalks are done now, with a concrete structure and with the wood structure on top of it. And that's basically the overview of what we submitted.
Mr. Monroe, the proposed deck would not impede public access at any other point where there's public property. This is all being constructed on private property, correct?
Correct. It's surrounded by private property.
Okay. And you mentioned before
that this unit is private property. Question.
Yes. I believe up to the mean high water line is private property.
Sure about that.
So it's not open on either end so that people walking along the seawall could walk through?
There's a gate to get onto it. You can walk onto it, and then you can walk down the other side of it. So it is possible to walk through it.
How did the gate get to that part of the seawall from the north side? Is there a gap?
I think so.
Yeah, there's a gap right after trade winds.
There's an opening, yeah.
But then the seawall continues down through Monmouth Beach. Am I correct?
Mr. Monroe, correct. I think that opening is on your property there, right?
It is. The opening's on our property, so there's no public access, or there's no public use of the seawall now on the property. So there's no change of use.
Understood.
So, do you want me to start getting into the talk about the deck stair and the ordinance, or you want to?
Well, the main thing, that was a question I had heard from a couple of board members earlier. That's why I brought it up.
Okay.
So what you're saying is that there's really no access to the deck from the seawall.
Correct.
Okay. I had about that. Any other board members have questions?
I just had a question because I couldn't really read it on these. How high are the railings? And
the commercial railings required to be 42 inches.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Is there going to be a ramp that to access the boardwalk or your deck?
For handicaps? Peg?
Yeah.
That's a good question. There's none proposed at this time. It's about a 12-foot elevation difference, so it would require about a 150-foot ramp. It would have to go the entire length almost to get that height. A ramp goes one on 12 pits, so for every 12 feet you go up a foot, every 30 feet you need a landing. So it would be a daunting
right.
structure.
Do you have to provide that? Don't you have to provide that for ADA or no?
So with the building department, different types of structures, yes. If we create an amenity, we usually have to show that we're spending 20% of an improvement on barrier-free accessibility. So that's something we take up with the building department. It didn't come up with the capital permit. We have other facilities. The way the ADA is interpreted is as long as you have facilities and you can provide different facilities that are accessible, not every part of the facility has to be accessible. So at the beach club, we, as part of our renovation, we designed a beautiful second floor deck with stair towers and access to the second floor, and you get a tremendous view. You're back further. So there's other places that we have this amenity, and I don't think we'd have to provide it. If we did, it would be cheaper for us to put an outdoor lift, similar to what you have at a public swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's basically something to that effect. A ramp, I think, would be
huge
and ugly and, you know.
If it's required, you'll supply a lift.
Yes, If it's required, yes, we'll have a discussion with the building department. We will comply with any interpretation of the ADA. We don't have a choice.
And I have one more question. I don't know if I'm asking at the right time, but when you say sun deck, does that mean chairs and tables where I would bring my food up and hang out up there? Or are you talking about just the sun deck where you can bring chairs up and I'm going to lay up there? Or is it a deck that people just walk there and hang out and bring their drinks up there? I used to belong to the beach club, so I'm kind of familiar with it. And I'm just wondering, would my chair go up there, my lounge chair? Or would I just, you could have a bench there?
We have people that can talk about the operational issues, but I would have the impression that it would probably be a little bit of both. It wouldn't be exclusive to one or the other, but it would certainly be a place you would go up there and have a drink and, you know, watch the kids in the beach and the water and keep an eye on things, and certainly a place you could sit in the chair. So I imagine it'd be a little bit of both. There's no permanent furniture up there, so it would be all movable.
Well, you better get strong cabana boys carrying them up the stairs.
Yeah, we could. There's plenty of heavy-duty plastic furniture that would be fine out there. They make heavy-grade solid PVC furniture, so we can accommodate that.
You answered my question.
Okay.
Thank you.
Lance, could I ask a question? Lance?
Is that Dave? I couldn't.
Yeah, it's Dave Hoder.
Yeah, Dave, please.
Mr. Monroe, what are the nature of the lights and what intensity are they?
It's going to be, the light fixture is going to be a shielded night sky rated fixture. The style is going to match what we have on the club, but the intent of what we're going to pick out, and we'd be happy to submit it for your review prior to us installing it or ordering it. But a shielded fixture, so people that are looking straight across don't see the source of the light. The best type of lighting, and you know, is that have a shielded fixture where it just has the light going down. I think it's much more attractive. You don't want to have any sort of glare. I think the original CAP approval had an approval for an LED railing light. Sometimes that's a little bit intense. I think what we're proposing is a lot nicer and a lot softer, typical of what you have at a boardwalk. So it would be LED fixture, and we haven't picked out an intensity for it, but it'll be along the lines to provide a minimum safety illumination level for walking, for egress to getting off the deck, and probably not much more than that.
So you'll keep it probably under 3 or 4 foot candles?
That's the goal. We don't have a super high fixture, so the key is to avoid having hot spots. But yes, we want to keep around that, you know, 2, 3, 4 level, yes, for sure.
Thank you.
Any other board members have a question? Or comment? Now, why don't we open his testimony to the public? If anyone in the public would like to ask a question about the testimony.
Mr. Chairman, this is Erwin Bieber. I have 2 questions.
Thank you, Erwin. Go ahead.
Okay, the first one is, when Edgewater submitted their CAFRA permit, they committed to having a public access way with a stair on both sides across the boardwalk. I don't see it in the plan, and I just want to make sure, since they committed to that with CAFRA, that's actually happening.
If it's in the CAFRA permit, we have to abide by it, so our designs will mirror the capable. I think Mr. Monroe had already described there was some, there are, I believe, stairwells at each end. Am I correct, Mike?
Yes, and our intent was to comply fully with the CAFRA permit. Actually, I included the permit, and I included all the wording from the approval. It's all in the public record. It was all available. So if we're going to comply fully with that, and if it's a stair both sides and it was not shown, it was an error. We'll comply with that.
So just to be clear, thank you for that. There apparently is an easement between Driftwood and Edgewater, And right now, there's no stairway to get over the wall. There will be one after you build this to provide public access as required?
The stairway, we can provide both sides of the seawall. If there's an easement, if there's a public easement there, then it'll provide public access.
Okay, I just want to make sure that goes on record, because that was a big discussion during the CAFRA permit approval. Okay, the second question I have, Mr. Chairman, I don't understand how a private structure can be built over a public structure. What happens if the Army Corps of Engineers has to go in and do repairs or removal or reconcreting, which it often does on other sections of the wall in town? How will that get dealt with, and how do you put a private structure over a public structure?
We already got comments back from the Army Corps. They requested, they didn't have a problem with what we did. They requested that we not drill into the rock. They said they had issues in the past with people doing that. I can't imagine if it was done right and epoxied in, but I wasn't going to have a discussion with them. So we agreed not to do it. We just increased the weight of our structure so it would not need to be attached. So they've already seen it. That was the only comment. And I believe drawings are going back or have already gone back with revised detail.
Okay, so Mr. Chairman, I don't know if this exists anywhere else in town, any kind of structure for precedence purposes. But it just seems odd that something private's being put over public, and who actually owns the wall to give approval for that?
Mr. Chairman, if I could, at this point, I'd like to have Mr. Villalonga from the applicant sworn in to help address and resolve this issue.
Sure, happily.
And just for the record, that was Mr. McNamara speaking. Mr. Villalonga, you want to, wherever you are, raise your right hand. You solemnly swear that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Could you state your name and spell your last name for the record?
Sure. Gary Villalonga, Villalonga. I am president of Swallow Realty Company and Edgewater Beach. Affiliated and owned, Anthony.
And Mr. Villalonga, you're intimately familiar with CAF permitting process that you've gone through to secure the approval from DEP for this development. If you could respond to the questions that were asked by Mr. Bieber.
Yeah, Mr. Bieber.
I hope I pronounced that properly.
Yep, you got it.
Okay. A couple of points. One, the design of the deck is completely in accordance with the CAFR permit. This wall is constructed, and it's on our property. And through the CAFR permit
can I ask Mr. Monroe to put himself on mute, because I think
Steve Smith also.
Gary, hold up. You got to repeat yourself. We lost you there for a moment.
We heard you say the deck design is in accordance with the CAFRA permit.
That's correct. And as far as the access, there is adjacent public access through the trade winds, I think, where Mr. Bieber lives. It's a stairwell that goes over the wall. There is a break, an opening in the wall that the beach runs right up to the foot of the cabanas. And there is no public access being provided, and nor was that a condition of the CAFRA permit. The CAFRA permit was reviewed. In fact, the town council chimed in, originally had some concerns about the deck. The deck, they then resubmitted their support, or they rescinded their objection to the deck after we had met with the town to describe everything that goes on. In fact, we addressed Mr. Bieber and some of the other concerns about the deck being a projectile in a storm, and the only thing that I can tell you is, one, the deck is designed in accordance with CAFRA and the permit. In fact, the permit does require us to be responsible for removing the deck if the seawall ever has to be repaired. The seawall is on our property. It is an easement, and I think that that addressed Mr. Bieber's questions. If I have missed one, please ask me.
Okay, so I actually have the CAFRA permit in front of me, page 2, item number 8, which I know is not available for people on the call right now. Specifically,
Mr. Bieber, if you can just slow down long enough so we can get this queued up on the screen.
Sure.
Let's see.
I won't reference it right now while we're waiting, but during our conversations with DEP, because of concerns of violation by Edgewater against CAFRA permits, we specifically got into the issue of public access. You're right, the Tradewinds community has public access. It was deemed essential in order to get the permits to build. And during the discussion with DEP, they stated it would be mandated that public access would be provided through Edgewater in order to get to the beach. And that got carried through, actually, in the document, the final CAFRA document.
Access that you're talking about, there's a settlement with the DEP that provides access parallel to the ocean up to the mean high water line. And every year we go out and we post the area in which people are not permitted to come up on the beach. That is exactly what that is, not access over our wall or into our private property. There is no access to. So you're mistaken about your interpretation of number 8 on that CAFRA permit.
Okay, understand your point, and I'll research it further because we specifically talked about this with DEP. But the area that runs right in between Edgewater and Driftwood, that pathway, which is intended to be public access, has no stair to get over the wall. During the discussion,
not on our property.
Well, during the discussion with DEP, it was indicated that a stair would be put there for the purposes of public access.
That's not in our permit, and it's not on our property, so you can take that up with the DEP.
Okay. I guess the other thing, because I don't want to waste everybody's time right now, was there a statement by somebody, maybe yourselves or somebody else, that said the seawall was on your private property?
Mike Monroe testified to that, but we own in fee the property in which the seawall sits. It's an easement that permits the state of New Jersey and the Army Corps and anybody who needs to maintain and repair that access to it. And we have complied with that, and that is our property. That's no different than an easement that exists on any piece of private property. And we're conforming with CAFRA in our permit in every way, and I'm sure they considered your comments when that application was pending, but after they reviewed your comments and our plan, they did approve it.
Yeah, just so I'm clear, because what you just said was very helpful, and I'll be finished here. I don't want to tie everybody up. So the property is actually your property, and you grant rights for that wall to be on it?
I'm not a lawyer, but what I will tell you is that seawall sits on our property. And the state of New Jersey and CAFRA has jurisdiction over what happens on that. So Patrick McNamara may be able to explain an easement and what it is, but we own that property in fee, as we do much of beach between the seawall and the ocean.
Okay. I'll follow up on the question about the stair access. Mr. Chairman, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
When I believe there were, during the very original first beach replenishment project, there were many, many easements signed throughout the borough of Sebring, just for your information.
Thank you.
And I just want to clarify also that this project, from what I'm looking at, and I've read the permit before we started, is not going to interfere with the already existing public access easements that you were referring to earlier, Mr. Bieber. So the public access that's part of the consent judgment, it is not going to be impacted by this project. At least that's the way I read it.
Okay, was there anyone else in the public that had a question about the testimony? There's not, I think you said you had another witness?
Lance, Mr. Chairman. Lance, Steve Cashmore.
Steve, you have a question?
Hello?
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, Lance, can you hear me?
Yes.
Who is that talking?
Stephen Cashmore.
Thank you.
Lance, I have a question for the architect, but I lost the internet for about a minute before. For a couple of minutes, I guess.
Go ahead.
I have a question about where you're showing the concrete beams for the deck. When you look at the north and south elevations, they're not up on the screen right now. Can you pull that back up? You see your north elevation, south elevation?
Correct.
On the west side of the seawall, the beach club side of the seawall, what is the finish on the ground alongside there? Is that beach, or is that sand, or is that a paved or concrete area?
Patio.
Yeah, I believe it's patio. Yes.
Okay, so where you have the concrete beam, it looks like it's maybe very even with the bottom of the seawall.
It was proposed to cantilever over both. There's a flat section and a slope section on each side, and it was proposed to cantilever over both sections. And I think the intent was to have it roughly line up with the bottom of the wall.
Well, my concern is anyone. I'm not worried as much because if you look, I believe if you look at the right side of the south elevation, that should be the east side, the beach. Where you're not cantilevering past the seawall, and that's also sand or beach area. But on the left side, that should be the west side, and that should be the patio area of the beach club. So where you have those concrete beams cantilevering over that, that then becomes a hazard for anyone on that patio. It seems like that should be brought back closer to the inclined part of the seawall so that people wouldn't be walking into it, under it, or hitting into it.
I think it's going to be 10 feet above the ground. They'd have to be. I don't think it's going to propose a walking hazard to anybody.
I don't see that elevation. You're saying that's 10 feet above the finished walking area?
Yeah, it's approximately 10 feet. I think we... it's approximately 10 to 12 feet, depending on the area and the side. So, and that concrete beam at the end is only 2 feet thick and 3 feet. So, it's normally anything lower than 7 feet and 6 feet for sure is a hazard. We can stipulate there'll be no overhang hazards less than 7 feet.
Yeah, I think we need.
It does not create any hazards for anybody bumping their head. It doesn't protect part of the building.
Excuse me.
Testifying. Everybody can't jump in. Okay. Thank you,
Mike. I think we need elevations to show what the bottom of that will be, and at the very least, it should be a stipulation that. That the extension of that concrete beam over the finished patio area is not a hazard to occupants of the beach club.
We would stipulate that.
One at a time, please.
We can certainly address it in any construction drawings that are submitted except to approval.
What I was going to say is, we would stipulate that there would be no concrete part of it that would be less than 7 feet at any point. I think that would take care of it.
Thank you. Could you repeat that, please? No concrete.
We stipulate that there would be a minimum of 7 feet clear under any cantilevering concrete member at a walking surface. I think that would cover any concerns.
Steve,
I'd be more comfortable with 8 feet, but I'll let everyone else, put their input in on that. I think 7 feet's an absolute minimum.
I do think it's going to be closer to 8. I believe it's a total height of 12 in most locations, and I think at the end the beam tapers up to only 2 feet, and there's a foot of structure, so that would put us at 9. So I think in real life we're going to be having no problem making the 8.
Well, then why don't we put the 8 foot in then?
I have no problem stipulating the 8 feet.
All right. Anyone else on the board may have any input. I'm not sure the building department will have theirs. But I think 8 foot's good.
Okay.
And then, Mike, the other thing is the earlier discussions you were having with Peggy about handicap access and so forth. I think it would be. I can't imagine that the building department wouldn't require it, but that the code, the ADA codes wouldn't require it. And you'll find that out at the permitting stage, but I just think it'd be good business. If you have a deck of this size on the seawall with the close ocean view, that it would be, you're going to have senior members and other members with handicaps or visitors or guests with a handicap, and it just seems that denying them access to this deck would not, sit well with members of the community that are affected with handicap restrictions.
So it may just seem like
a no-brainer or a common sense thing to put, not the type that lowers a person into a pool, but a ramp that you could put a wheelchair on to bring people up to that deck. I think denying them of that does not present a good appearance.
We'll certainly take that into consideration going forward, absolutely.
A question about the use of the deck. While using the deck, will it also be used for public events? I know you have some public events at the club, and will that be included in that?
Mr. Fiolonga, could you please respond to the question?
The deck is intended to be used by the members. During the day, it could be used for sunbathing. In the evening, it could be used for, waitress and cocktail service. So it's really just an extension of the existing patio around. We haven't really figured it out. We know we need this area. We're concerned about which Paul Phillips will talk about next.
Understood. Thank you.
I do want to comment about the 7 and 8 feet. I believe that total width of the seawall, Mike, that you can confirm this, that toe in almost every instance goes past those grade beams that come across. Just a comment on the height of that. And if it didn't, it would, would be, you almost have to kind of climb up the toes to have it become a hazard.
I'm sorry, this is the reporter. You have to climb up there. I'm having trouble hearing you because there's some background still. Could you repeat that, just a comment on the height of that?
The comment was that the toe of slope extends, I believe, almost entirely past where the edge of that deck protrudes out over the west side of that area, which is our pool patio and it's around the baby pool and the large pool. So I think Mike said it correctly. We can stipulate it won't be a hazard. And I would at 7 feet, you'd probably have to climb up the wall a little bit to hit your head. We didn't want that deck protruding over an area where we have seating and other amenities.
said you had another witness, sir?
Yes, I do. Paul Phillips, our planner. If I could have him speak, please.
Phillips, you want to raise your right hand? You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth, all truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Can you state your name and spell your last name for the record?
Sure. Paul Phillips, P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S.
And you're a professional planner?
I am.
And you're licensed to the state of New Jersey?
I am.
And have you testified before boards and municipalities before?
I have appeared before probably 250 municipalities in the state and numerous occasions as an expert in Superior Court.
Thank you, Paul. Without any objection from our board members, we'll accept your credentials.
Thank you.
Mr. Phillips, if you could please provide the board with your analysis of the zoning ordinance that we're seeking relief from, the bulk variance, and the waiver of the site plan requirement for the proposed addition of the deck.
Sure. So, as the board has heard, what the applicant is proposing is to construct a sun deck atop the existing seawall, which sort of traverses the southerly portion of the club premises. The variance that's being sought is really technical in nature because the relief is actually in relation to a specification which is for the seawall stairs. The provision is intended to regulate sort of pedestrian access over the seawall. And there's also a specific provision which mentions residential stairs as part of that provision. And as you've heard, that's not what the applicant is proposing here. So what the seawall stair specification does is it actually places limits on the associated platform area atop the seawall, again, associated with the stairs. And in particular, the platform area cannot have more than a maximum of 20 feet width in a north-south direction. The applicant's sun deck obviously doesn't comply with this standard as it's 230 feet in length. So ergo, if the seawall stair standard for the platform is actually applied to the proposed sun deck, then obviously a variance is necessary, although this is a little bit of apples and oranges. In terms of planning proofs that would support the variance, I think you sort of have a unique application given the nature of the relief sought. I think there's, to some extent, both a C1 and a C2 basis to grant the relief. I think first, the specific provision the applicant does not meet is really meant, as I indicated, to regulate something other than what the applicant is proposing here. Secondly, the seawall, I see it as an exceptional feature in relation to the overall club premises, so that if you strictly apply this standard meant for stairs, if you apply it to the club property, it does pose some difficulty and challenges for the applicant to sort of fully utilize its property for what it's zoned for. I think the fact that you have the beach side of the wall, which, as everyone is aware, has been sort of slowly disappearing or eroding due to the advent of the repeated storm surge flooding events. In fact, I sort of wanted to get a feel for the area of the beach on the ocean side of the wall. And in my looking at property sort of up and down the stretch of the waterfront, it at least appears that in relation to other clubs and beach areas, that there's probably less beach here in comparison. So in essence, what the applicant is seeking to do is to provide this sun deck, which will, again, be an amenity space for existing club members and guests. They can relax, they can sunbathe, and basically enjoy vistas of the beach and the ocean. From the standpoint of the C2 variance, I think in terms of the purposes of the statute that this application and variance would advance, I think really purpose G, which is to provide sufficient space and appropriate locations for a variety of recreational uses in this case, and the statute says both public and private to sort of meet the needs of the citizens of the state. With regard to the negative criteria, I really see no substantial detriment to the public good or the zone plan. As you've heard, the deck is actually being proposed on private property. Secondly, it does not impede any existing public access to the beach. Third, as you've heard, the applicants has obtained a CAFRA permit from the DEP for the construction. Fourth, there are no other changes that are proposed as at the club as part of this application. Fifth, I don't believe the deck is going to be at all visible from Ocean Avenue. It's largely blocked from view. I don't see any adverse impacts associated with the Driftwood Club property to the south. And to the north, the closest property would be the
sudden I can't hear him. Connection lost. My connection was lost. What do I do?
Your connection was lost? Where? Where does it say that?
It just disappeared. It said my connection was lost. Should I just go in again?
Yeah, you can always go.
The crossover structure and the proposed deck
you
may be demolished.
No digits.
And the only reason I'm raising this is because, you know, we are the adjacent property at Tradewinds. And I think what Edgewater is doing in general, we're very supportive of. I understand exactly why they're doing it, and I think it's going to be a beautiful addition. But one of the things we specifically talked to DEP about was access, public access, because in Tradewinds we were required to have public access as part of the permitting of the community, and that funnels everybody here. When we met with DEP, DEP said that Edgewater intended to have a crossover stair, and they committed to doing that. That's why I'm confused, because this permit, as approved, is written as if Edgewater intends to put a stairway there for public access, which DEP committed that they were going to do. That's why I'm confused.
I don't believe that was part of this application, though, is it?
Well, I mean, he's right that the language is not very clear, because they are talking about crossover structure, right? Well, I guess they're saying, right, neither one of them can damage the seawall is what they're saying. And then the next, he's like, right, if repairs are necessary to the seawall, then the crossover structure and the proposed deck may be demolished.
Right.
It does imply that there's a stairwell that's a crossover.
But that doesn't imply public access to the deck.
No.
I think
it's pertaining to the fact that there's a staircase on one side of it, you cross over the seawall, and you go back down another staircase. It's on their property. I don't think there's any public access.
Maybe the voter has a thought on that.
I'm just looking.
I can't see the beach club members wanting public access on the on their sun deck. Oh, of course not.
You know, usually CAFRA always puts in public access on applications, but for some reason on this one they did not. So this applicant doesn't have to do it.
Well, in fact, with conversations with DEP, they said that Edgewater committed to do it. Whether or not that's true, I don't know. But just like in the Tradewinds.
Excuse me one second. If they require Edgewater to supply public access, it doesn't necessarily mean it had to be on this deck. It could be on a different part of their property or to be decided. I don't know. But it doesn't
be a longer. Do you want to, Mr. Chairman, if I could have Garrett to recall, he's been sworn just to
sure, please.
Particular point.
I think the section of the permit that Mr. Bieber is mentioning is simply referenced to acknowledge that if the seawall has to be repaired or maintained, that they clearly have the ability to do so, and we agreed to that in the permit. And as far as the crossover, all that is the stairway up and over onto the deck, and we're complying with the permit in its entirety.
I would just say, Mr. Bieber, that you've gone back to what you referenced earlier, the number 8. The beach club must provide public access in accordance with the consent judgment between the State of New Jersey and Driftwood Beach Club, docket number C-29606, filed January 13, 2010, and the existing public access points shall be maintained. So I don't think this board really has jurisdiction to say what it is, but certainly if they aren't doing what they're supposed to do, CAFRA is going to come after.
Okay, Carrie, thank you. So just to close this out, so I would agree that Driftwood and Edgewater would not want public access across the wall there. I would not if I was them. Just like Tradewinds did not want public access when the development was built. Who wants the public access right in the middle of their community? But when the permit was being applied for and was under review, the Tradewater Community Association, with our president, had multiple conversations with DEP. And during those conversations, this issue was specifically addressed as a public access point, which is usually required in cases like this for CAFRA permits. And when you read 32 and 33, it certainly implies that there is a crossover structure over the wall, which is the way that's interpreted. And DEP said that they spoke with the people of Edgewater and they committed to provide that access. Is it stated clearly here? No, I don't think it is. But that was the intent, and I was just looking for clarity of what's actually going to be done.
Yeah, that's good. And I think you're right. Whatever the CAFRA permit says, you know, this board can't really interpret it. But I do think that there is a crossover. They are putting in those stairs. You're just saying it's not public access. It's their stairs from one side to the other. And I don't think that the DEP permit said that the stairs need to be public access either. But whatever public access was required under the consent judgment, they've got to continue.
The public access doesn't start at their private pool. This is a very separate issue for this board. And the thing that I don't understand, I understand he is interested in some additional public access so that everybody doesn't go through Tradewinds. That seems to be the point here. But the point I'm making is that one complete side of this is in their private pool area, and you can't expect any public access crossover from their pool to the beach. I think we're looking at a separate issue.
Mr. Chairman, that was not the suggestion at all. The area that's being proposed is south of that. That's where the walkway is that goes between the two properties, and that's where the stair was talked about. I agree with you completely. There was no intent to do it on their property by the pool.
Mr. Villalonga had already just testified that property that you're talking about does not belong to them. Or you're saying they were supposed to add more?
My understanding for the discussion with DEP is a access point across there was going to be established as part of this upgrade.
That's not this board's jurisdiction, so I don't think you need to.
Yeah, well, the deck is our jurisdiction, and
right.
And it comes from within a private pool area that you can't expect public access to.
Right.
I agree with you.
The deck is our jurisdiction. That easement that he's talking about that is in the gap that doesn't have a crossover, that maybe they agreed to put one in, that's not our jurisdiction, and whatever approval, or if it's granted, will be subject to CAFRA.
Right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thanks, Kerry.
Thank you. Any other questions from the witness? Or for the witness? Well,
I have no other questions for the witnesses we've proffered, Mr. Chairman.
Board members, any additional questioning or a motion?
I have one question. I'd like to know whether they're going to stipulate that there will be no permanent structures or any more additional structures added to that deck, that it'll remain strictly as a sun deck.
Otherwise, I have absolutely no problem with what they're proposing.
If I could ask Mr. Bialonga to respond, please.
We are specifically not putting any benches or any other improvements there other than the rails and the decking. Anything that we put up there is removable. And now I'm satisfied with that. I think it's a good improvement to the beach club. And if anybody else has any other discussions they want to, otherwise I'd make a motion to approve it.
Dave, can I... Go ahead. I just wanted to, again, just go through what we talked about, that the variances they require under our ordinance, the deck or whatever, the building over the seawall can't be more than 20 feet by 6 feet, and they're going 230 by 28. They've discussed that. It's on their property, et cetera. They've given you their reasons. They have stipulated that the lighting will be shielded night sky rated fixtures under 4 foot candle, or 4 foot or less, I should say. Not under there will be a minimum of 8 foot clearance below any concrete cantilever or beam, and that there will be no permanent structures added to the deck. And I know Mr. Cashmore talked about providing some type of handicapped access. I don't know if that he was making that a condition or not, but I wrote it down, so I'm just asking.
Carrie, I mean, I'd like to see it as a condition.
And board, maybe you should have discussion on that.
Mr. Bialon would like to respond, I believe, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
We looked at this a bit. It's a big investment, and Mike Monroe discussed many areas of the club that are completely accessible. And we wish to comply with any ADA requirements, but would respectfully request that it's not a condition based on many things, one of which is cost based on how much we're investing into this. And I mean, we do fully understand, we do have a couple of members who are disabled, and we do everything we can to accommodate them, and we comply with all ADA. So I would take it under advisement if it was required, but a condition might be very problematic for us.
It's Peggy Bills. I mean, I did bring that up. But however, you know, I really feel that it would be the beach club to be accountable to its own members and to ADA. So I don't think we should make a condition. That's my thought. You know, that's on them. So, you know, it's
not public. I agree. I think it's the right thing to do. But,
it is the right thing to do, but, you know, it's not up to us, and it's up to, you know, their onus to their members and to ADA. So, you know, see where it goes.
Carrie, I appreciate your bringing it up again, but I think that's not in the planning board's area to make that a requirement. If it was a life safety issue, you know, something of that type, you know, I think we can make those a condition. But I think this is going to be a business decision for Edgewater and a code decision for the building department, not one for us to determine or for me to determine.
Carrie, Dave, just one comment on your conditions.
Yes.
It should be an average of a maximum average of 4 foot candles.
Thank you, Dave.
Carrie, did you have more?
No, those were the only stipulations that were discussed, other than obviously it'll be subject to CAFRA. Again, they have a CAFRA permit, but it's subject to CAFRA, you know, reviewing it, etc., and subject to any building codes that are applicable.
There's no other. We have a motion on the floor. Is there a second? I didn't hear one. Peggy, did you say?
Yes, I second. Sorry.
We'll need a roll call on that.
Alrighty. Okay. Ms. Bills?
Yes.
Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Mr. Giulio?
Oops. You're muted, Liz.
There's a wave, Liz.
No.
No?
No.
Mr. DeSeo? Mr. DeSeo, that's a yes? It's hard to hear.
Steve DeSeo, did you say yes or no?
Yes, I said yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
And Ms. Gorman? Whoops.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Chairman, members of the board, thank you very much for approving this application. We greatly appreciate you taking the time to hear us tonight. Look forward to bringing this project to fruition for the betterment of the club and for the community. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. McNair. Nice to see you back in Sebring.
Hi, Pat.
Thank you, Councilwoman. How are you? A former councilwoman.
Yes, former, yeah.
Consider that a promotion.
I'm retired. Good to see you.
Gary, best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Is there any other business before the board this evening? Our next meeting would be on February 23rd at 7:30.
And, Mr. Chairman, again, I'm not sure when, but this could very well be my last meeting. I will know more on Thursday or Friday, I think. Rumor has it that I may go to the Senate on the 18th next Thursday. So if so, it's my last official, and I will thank every one of you. It's been a real pleasure to work with everyone. Love Seabright and love this board. It's one of the best boards I've ever worked with. And even though the faces have changed, it's always been filled with people who really, truly care about Seabright and do the right thing.
Thank you, Harry, for your service.
Congratulations, Harry.
Thank you.
Thank you, and good luck.
What a true pleasure you are.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And smart, too.
You are. Yeah, you are. Actually, did this last thing, you really cleared up and clarified a lot of questions that I had, because I probably was almost gonna say no, but you know, you cleared up some things, and thank you.
Well, if there's no other business before the board this evening, we have a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Good night. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.